Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I'm excited you are listening today. In this episode, I'm going to share with you two things today. One mindset shift and one thing you can do immediately, which is absolutely in your control to build success easier, and one strategic move that you can start implementing today to build a personal brand that people trust and buy from. But before we start, I would love to invite you, if you're listening on Spotify, head over and hit those stars. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review, because only if we know that you enjoy listening to Online Business by Design podcast and you are taking away what you need, we can create more of that. And now let's dive in. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. It was a week ago. I was in Vienna, hanging out, and for a reason, all these 2 weeks I was in Vienna, I didn't feel like going out. Usually when I hit the city, it's all about friends, peers, dinners, drinks, but this time was different. I had a speaking gig on International Women's Day. Shortly after, I traveled to Dublin with my friends, and right from Dublin, I came back to Vienna, going straight onto a panel, which I have to admit made me tired. And I think it was just a season where I could not keep up with my social plans. So I canceled a lot. I got a little sickish in between. I celebrated my birthday at home in quiet with a friend on the couch with a glass of wine and endless amazing conversations and laughter, which was the best decision I could have made. But what I did, I craved out some time and some capacity and energy to meet my friend and peer, Karina. I met Karina 4 years ago when we started to build a business, and we connected online. We realized, oh, cool, you live in Vienna. You are in Vienna too. Let's meet up. We had a cool breakfast, brunch. We were sitting, having coffee, chatting along, and realized, wow, we are getting along well. And since, we've been supporting each other online. We've been in touch, keeping each other updated, what's going on in life and business. And this time, Karina had some time on a Saturday to meet me for coffee. And I thought, I gotta go there. I didn't have the energy, nor did she, because she just quit her 9-to-5 and is now in the midst of going big. But we did it anyway. And it was a great decision, because we sat at this coffee house in Vienna, ordered coffee, a little sweets to it, and started chatting. And what surprises me all the time, and I think it shouldn't be surprising anymore, is what is happening when two women sit together who are building something on their own. There was a couple of things we discussed, and a few of them I want to bring to you. The first thing that came up is being tired. Being tired and knowing how to rest. Because we realized and agreed on one thing. Just because you're tired, it doesn't mean you're failing. It doesn't mean you are not up for building your dream and your business and your personal brand. It just means that you need a little breather. And whether this takes 2 hours, a day, a weekend, it doesn't matter, because deep down, you know what you're here for and you know that you will get back to it no matter what. So take the rest. And another even more important topic was, we spoke about fear of being judged, the rejections we are experiencing in our environment. And I'm not speaking the rejections when we pitch to podcasts, speak to stages, pitch to opportunities, but those that are happening even silently in our environment. While we are building our dream, giving it all to make this world a better place, some people just don't understand. Some people can't grasp the big vision. And often what is being put as "I care for you" is actually only projected fear of others on you. And it sounds something like this. You are working way too much. You don't want to do something else, which basically puts you in a position thinking, am I not good enough? Am I working too much more than others? Believe me, you are not working too much and not more than others, because building something from scratch will require you to pitch in and to do the thing. Then you might feel like celebrating your little successes, and I think you should. Every single step you make that stretched you, that cost you courage, where you were afraid to do it and you did it anyway and you succeeded, no matter how small it is, you should celebrate yourself. But we also realized not everybody will celebrate with you, because again, they don't understand. And every time you succeed, you put a mirror in front of someone else telling them, I know you want a different life, but you're not doing it. And look at me, I am. And that's painful for so many, whether they realize it or not. Most of the people are not even conscious about it, that they feel so triggered by your light, feeling so triggered by your small or big successes. And there are just some people who will not celebrate with you. Another topic we put on the table is when partners don't understand and don't support your vision. And this has happened to me. This has happened to so many other women I spoke to, or is still happening. And I'm not going to make this episode a how to live your relationship episode, because that's not what I'm an expert in. I'm still failing that. And I probably will be failing in the future. But what I want to bring to you here is, if your partner is not supporting your vision, there is two things you can do. You can build the resilience and not explain yourself and not count on his support or her support. Or you can leave them. But again, there is a lot in between. I had to leave my partner because I realized it's not only the support of my vision, but our relationship was not what we wanted it to be. And we did not have the capacity to save anything anymore. But like in every other relationship you have, you will realize that things will go astray. If you chose the path of personal growth and development, which is so necessary if you're building something on your own, people will look differently at you. Some will let you feel with their actions. Some will verbalize it and put it straight to your face. What you can do immediately to not let other people's behavior, other people's fears, other people's judgment, other people's opinions hold you back from building your dream is to get yourself a Carina. And I mean it. Go have coffee with a peer. And I'm not meaning this in a collaborative way. I'm meaning this in make business friends. Meet people. Look actively for them who are doing exactly the same thing you are doing. Connect with them and speak to them regularly. And the most important thing is, people will only care for you if you show that you care for them. So if you meet that peer, I know it's not always possible to meet people over coffee and lunch and dinner because we're all busy. Sometimes we are far apart. Like me being again soon in Curacao, this will mean that I'm 8,000 kilometers away from Karina. But whenever she succeeds, I will cheer for her and I will cheer for her loudly. Whenever you are on someone else's social media profile and you see someone sharing a win, don't acknowledge it silently. Hit that heart. Go in the comments. Congratulate them. Write a little DM and say like, oh my God, I am seeing you. This is so cool and I'm incredibly happy for you. And you will see people will do the same for you. And this is how you build those relationships. Because yes, you gotta be your biggest cheerleader and believe in yourself more than anybody else's doubt. But having a friend and a peer like Karina on your side is so much worth it. Like, it's priceless. It is priceless. I went out of this conversation empowered, inspired, and I had energy. I didn't know where it was coming from. So get yourself a business bestie. The second thing I want to bring to you in this episode, Karina was sharing with me what she's up to. She is now building her website, changing some names, doing a little rebrand. And usually, when people start talking to me about building websites, looking for fonts and colors, and building a personal brand the wrong way around, I usually get the ick. But I didn't have an issue listening to Karina about her endeavors because I knew that she did the work already before. And then she asked me something which I was very surprised with. And she said, Ivana, what do you suggest? What is the first step to build a personal brand and get that business going? And I looked at her and I was like, you've done the first step. You are already there. Karina was building a digital business card since she decided to commit to her dream and build a business on her own and help women globally. She posted on social media. She found her voice. She has built her frameworks and gained already a few clients every here and then, got testimonials. And even more important, she was doing that consistently next to her 9 to 5. That's all she could do. But looking back now, this is big. She has built a foundation for a money-making machine. Not only that, while she was doing that, she was looking for opportunities because she already had that digital business card that said, this is who I am legit, I am here for the long run, I'm doing amazing work. And she connected with bigger networks, with women that are doing the same. She was speaking on a few stages in Austria, and she has built a name for herself, a personal brand. So I told her, you are not at the first step. You are going on to step two, which is leveraging what you've already built. And the next logical step is get your lead magnet out there that you know is already working because it was the small framework she was teaching and coaching on. Build a database, an email list. And then the next step is selling. While you already grow that foundation that you have. And I honestly felt like lifting her up, and I was so proud of her. And the way she looked at me was like, yeah, I did that. And I said, yes, you've put in the work that most of the people are avoiding because it's the most difficult thing. And it's not difficult because you have not built that skill. You know that you can build skill, you know that you can learn new things. It is a building a personal brand, putting yourself out there, treating social media like a digital business card and not like the ick and the last thing on your to-do list. Building a name for yourself, putting yourself out there, putting yourself in community so you are being recognized is one of the hardest things. And people are avoiding it. And avoidance looks like sitting at home with the lights switched off and polishing your offer. It looks like postponing posting. It looks like telling yourself not knowing what to post. But the moment you know who you are, what you stand for, what you're bringing to the world, and you found your voice, you no longer will ask yourself what to post, needing templates and needing hooks to download elsewhere, because you found your voice. And that voice you only find by going and doing it. If you're feeling invisible, having a hard time to break through the noise, inconsistent with creating content, not knowing what to say and how to say it, but deep down you know your message and your work can change people's lives, then listen up. I have created something so powerful for you. It's called the Magnetic Influence Accelerator, a high-touch group program that helps you build a personal brand and visibility strategy that works for you without being glued to your phone 24/7. This isn't about chasing trends or faking authority. It's about showing up clearly, consistently, so you attract clients, collaborations, podcast invites, and real opportunities that grow your business. Inside the program, you will learn how to clarify your message and story so you always know what to say, create content that feels aligned, not forced, build trust through presence and not pressure, grow visibility beyond social media like pitching podcasts and guest posts. And you get coaching, feedback, and a supportive community so you're never doing it alone. Head over to the show notes. The link for more information is right below. Because here is the thing. There is two type of people. One, who are dreading social media and telling themselves that it's not important, they can do it differently. I am not on that side. And then there is us. You, me, and even if you're not doing it because you're still polishing and you're still thinking about it, but you deep down know that you have to be out there and build a digital business card. And this type of people understood one thing. If you don't have a community, a network, an audience, nobody knows you exist, that this is your free world stage. And I have a feeling, and there is some noise out there screaming that social media won't be for free forever. So if this is you still sitting, waiting, doubting, overthinking your third grade cousin opinion, go do it. Because it might not be free forever. And not taking that opportunity of building a digital business card, reaching buyers beyond borders, you might be the person, like I was, who regretted dancing on TikTok in 2020. I know, and I deep down believe in you and that you can achieve anything you set out for.